This is Shine On, the health and happiness show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. Shine On is a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
What does the voice in your head say to you? Are you in touch with your inner guidance, or do you need to muzzle that inner critic? Life coach Mary Ellen O'Brien has a three-step process to lower the volume on the naysayer who lives in your head. One part of it is to turn down all the noise in your life and make time to do more of what you love. Because when your heart is singing, your critic can't be heard.
You do the activities that feed your spirit, and you also unplug from the ones that drain you. Too much time on the computer, things like that. So you're really shifting to things that feed you away from things that drain you.
More about quieting your inner critic on the way. Hi, it's Casey, and it's time to shine on. This weekend, I'm at Graymore in Garrison for Wonder Woman Weekend. Look for pictures on Facebook at A Circle of Women. And then join the Shine On team September 9th in Pleasantville for Miles for Meals for the Westchester Food Bank. It's a 5K. You can walk or run. September 10th on a Sunday. Today's guest and I will offer a one-day retreat in Cold Spring. On the 17th of September, the famous Feed Your Chakra Lunch is back at the Organic Teaching Kitchen in Croton. October 1st, we have the Support Connection Walk, followed by the 10th Anniversary Party for Natural Awakenings Magazine. That's at Hilltop Hanover Farm in Yorktown. Come. Get all the details at wakeupnaturally.com and at casey.co. Now, Mary Ellen O'Brien is here to talk about those things that only you hear, but they're also the things that could hold you back. What's that?
Those very common voices in our head that sometimes are noticeable and sometimes they're invisible and unconscious. The voices that say you're not good enough. Who are you to think that you can be fulfilled in your job, in your relationship, in your health and wellness? And it's always trying to put you down a little bit, but the odd thing is, in a way, it's trying to protect you. It's the part of our brain that's the fight or flight, or some people call it the reptilian brain, that we developed way back when we needed to beware of tigers. So we no longer need this part of our brain that's always telling us we're in danger, or don't do this, or be careful, and it's always judging other people and ourselves, and keeping us from living, from going outside of our box, or from really playing big.
I know I'm very sensitive when people's inner critic comes out of their mouth. I don't like it when people say, oh my God, I'm such an idiot.
And people say it out loud, but most of the time they're just telling themselves that internally, and they don't even know they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's, I find working with people that it's the number one obstacle.
I used to do a lot of community theater, and I still love it more than almost anything in the world. Every single time I was backstage, about to go on stage to do something that I love to do, this monster in my head would scream, what are you doing here? You idiot!
I have found that the best process is not so much to engage or try to get rid of it, because it's there. It's just a part. We just, basically, it's an outdated computer program. Awareness, I find, is the key. So noticing, and it really is a process. Because there's first the noticing, it's invisible and unconscious, like I said. And the one you noticed was so loud because it gets even louder when you're reaching your potential. First, it's the noticing.
All right. I'm doing something I love, and the little voice comes up, and I just say, there you are?
Exactly. You just say, oh, look, there's that inner critic that I have. And there are different exercises where you can name your money critic. You can name your career one or your artistic creative one, because that's a big one for a lot of people.
Right.
Who am I to think I can paint or draw or sing or write? And it really doesn't want you to do that, because it doesn't want you to step outside your comfort zone, because it's trying to protect you. But really, that's the only way you're going to be happy,
right,
is if you follow that true inner voice.
Everything you really want is on the other side.
Yes.
Of that.
Yes. So it's all about the noticing and awareness. And the thing is, the believing of this inner critic is the one that gives it all the power. So as soon as you have that thought and you believe it's true, it has the power completely. And it won't want you to go to the gym or do things that you know you would feel better doing.
I'm just going to fail. Why bother?
Yeah. It's a very subtle process of noticing and not engaging and not fighting with, not believing, not trying to get rid of. It's just simply noticing. It's kind of like when you're meditating and you notice, oh, I just, for 5 minutes, I completely forgot that I was supposed to be paying attention to my breath. I was thinking about the laundry or something. Right. And then you come back again. You don't judge yourself. You just come back again and again, and you kind of recenter in that other awareness.
We're talking to True Essence Life Coach Mary Ellen O'Brien. We're talking about those little voices in your head. Now, you said there's many different kinds. You said there's a money critic.
So there can be an inner critic for every area of your life.
Should we say, oh, this critic, you know, dressed them up, looks like a little old lady, or this one looks like a mean man? Or
sometimes it helps because it just takes that power away from it. Mm-hmm. To name it, you might find that you have a procrastination gremlin. Mm-hmm. I call it a gremlin sometimes, too. And it's the self-saboteur. It might be the artist one, or the perfectionism one is a big one. Mm-hmm. It's not that we want to make a big deal out of it. It's just that we want to name it and notice it so that it has no more power. So it does help. Sometimes people can draw it or name it or write down a whole page of what it's saying about the thing that you're struggling with.
So you can engage with it in that way where you draw it like a picture.
Yeah.
And then write down all the things that it's telling you?
Yes. And that's actually helpful. So if a client of mine is really struggling with their career transition, I know it's because they're listening and believing and engaging with that inner voice that says, who are you to think? You're too old, or blah, blah, blah. You can't do this. Then I will instruct them to write down everything that that inner critic is saying, simply to create more awareness so it has no more power. So once they write down all the mean things, they're kind of surprised. The important thing is we don't want to focus so much on this inner critic. At the same time, I think turning up the volume of your inner guidance is really important.
Aha, the inner guidance. Okay, so we just want to, when that voice starts to talk, we just want to notice that it's in the room.
Exactly.
But not focus on it.
Exactly. So we're going to notice it, and then we're going to choose something else, such as a positive activity. So one exercise I really love, and I hope this helps people, is to write a list of 15 activities that really nurture your spirit, that you love to do and you feel wonderful, and it's almost like you plugging in to you. So it could be having coffee with a friend, it could be a walk in nature, it could be drawing, meditating. And so you write a list of those 15 activities, and sometimes you might want to go back into the past of activities you used to do, then start doing those, because that's completely going to knock out that inner critic when you start painting again.
It's Vincent van Gogh who said, when the voice inside your head tells you not to paint, by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced.
Exactly. There are some activities, such as painting, that can have even more of this inner critic tied up in it. Mm-hmm. The inner critic really gets loud when it comes to creativity and things that really feed your spirit.
Right.
So sometimes if the assignment is to, okay, go ahead and paint because you've identified this is something you used to love to do, but then the person really has a hard time doing that because the inner critic is so loud and wants it to be perfect, then I suggest people doing something easier first, like taking a walk out in nature first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a different energy.
Right.
And then they can go ahead and try painting, and then I'll say, throw it away. Don't even decide to keep it, because then there's no criticism, and it just frees them up.
So when you have that critic pop in your head, go do something else?
Basically, so you want to notice it again and again. It's a process. And then you want to choose to connect with your true essence, the things that you love and that light you up. Because when you're doing yoga and you're doing these activities that really feed your spirit, mm-hmm. you're no longer listening to the inner critic. So it's really a refinement of this energetic noticing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're noticing your energy, you're noticing what drains you and what invites the inner critic in, which mm-hmm. is a lot of the activities of social media and computer and TV and all this outside influence. But then when you really do those things that basically like charging your own phone, you're plugging in to your own energy and you're centering and the
right.
things that you love, then you're coming from a different energy. And it really quiets that inner critic.
We're talking to True Essence Life Coach Mary Ellen O'Brien. The two of us will be sharing a day together, a retreat day coming up in September. And you're welcome to join us. That's September 10th, right?
Yes.
And we'll be doing that in Cold Spring. I saw a Facebook post the other day, you know, one of those posts that's just a big old quote. But it struck me. It said, be careful of how you speak to your children. That will become the voice in their head.
Yeah.
So many people are walking around with not only the inner critic part of their brain
yep.
that is protecting them, trying to keep them in their comfort zone, which is an antiquated piece of their brain.
Yes.
but they're also hearing things from their childhood.
Exactly.
Mary Ellen O'Brien, our guest, talking about your inner critic. Here is a quote that I live by. It's by Alan Cohen. It says, "The deeper you love yourself, the more the universe will affirm your worth. Then you can enjoy a lifelong love affair that brings you the richest fulfillment from inside out."
Mm.
Because really, the universe can only mirror back how you feel about yourself.
Right.
And that's why we need to change the voices. Like Pink says in the song, change the voices in your head.
Yeah.
Make them like you instead. I'm going to tell you a little scenario that happened to me yesterday. Got off the air. I start to do my errands. And then my husband called and said, "Hey, you're in town?" He's a contractor. He's working around the corner. "Why don't you bring the guy some coffee?" And I was like, "Oh, got to turn around and go the other way now." In my town, our town, in fact, I went down a one-way street the wrong way. This is a street I see all the time. But I was tired, and in my tiredness, thought I was a block ahead and was trying to get to the Dunkin' Donuts. Well, I didn't realize I went down a one-way street the wrong way. Our town is not very big, so there wasn't traffic coming the other way. And then I got pulled over by a cop. She said, "Didn't you see the signs?" I said, "I did not. You know, I'm exhausted. Running errands. It's the end of a long day for me. I didn't see the sign." Well, she just thought I was crazy and wanted to give me a ticket. But then I backed up and I hit a big rock because she was saying, "Well, get off the road, back up." I hit a big rock and dented my car. I know, right? Bad day. She says, "Well, didn't you see the rock?" I said, "No, I didn't see the rock. I wouldn't have bumped into it." Anyway, throughout the entire process, I kept waiting for a voice to shoot me down.
Mm-hmm.
And at no time did that voice appear. And that to me was such an illumination of the work I've done on my inner critic. Because even when I had to tell my husband, not only did I go down the wrong way on the street, but then I dented the car, I never said, "Because I'm an idiot, because I'm, you know," I never went there.
Wow.
I could tell myself, "You're overtired,
right?
You're stressed out." And I also, in that moment, had to defend myself.
Right.
And I wanted to do it as clear-headedly as possible. There was no room for any negative voice. And then I thought, well, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll feel terrible about what a jerk I was. And still, no voice. So I think I've made some leaps and bounds when it comes to... Because you could say, "Oh, I'm such an idiot." And
right.
I never did.
Right.
If I can't be my best protector and defendant... Who can?
Right. Right. You were depleted, so you weren't able to see clearly. You didn't even notice the one-way sign. Then you didn't notice the rock. So you weren't actually available to your energy. You weren't plugged in.
No, I was unplugged.
Right. You were unplugged. And so when we're plugged in, we notice all the signs, including our inner guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And it always leads us lovingly to the very next step that's going to surprise and delight us.
Inner critic is the topic of conversation. And I know a gentleman who's very bright and very talented at his job. For some reason, something always happens at his office and there's a shuffling around and he gets left out. And I said, "Maybe you should look at some of your inner beliefs. If the universe can only show you what you're feeling inside, what are some of your inner beliefs?" He says, "Well, I've always felt like a fraud."
Yes.
You're going to manifest what you feel. If you feel like a failure, you're going to have failure.
And that's a really common one. It's the imposter inner critic that comes in and says, "You know, you really, if everybody knew what a fraud you were, you would not succeed." So it gets to be very, very tricky. So I really love meditation because it brings awareness to your thoughts. It brings awareness to your body. So sometimes you might notice an inner critic because all of a sudden you feel very uncomfortable in your body. That's a telltale sign. If all of a sudden you feel exhausted and drained, or in general exhausted and drained, you can know for sure that you're paying too much attention to this, even unconscious limiting thoughts that you've picked up along the way. So by doing those other activities that really plug you in and feed your spirit, you absolutely knock it out. It's kind of like when someone goes on a vacation and all of a sudden, because they're outside of their day-to-day, their perspective is different and they're no longer listening to that everyday inner critic or the people around them. And I also recommend when people have a brand new idea or creative project, not to share it with too many people at first, because you're just going to invite their inner critic.
When you have a brand new idea about a project, don't tell anybody.
Keep it to yourself and only tell people that are going to be supportive. If you're not sure, keep it to yourself until you have strong enough roots so that it's protected. Because what happens is if someone, let's say someone has a new business idea to start a business and they ask around, they survey everyone, well, they're going to get all the information about how most businesses fail and how can you think of doing this at this age or don't you have a mortgage, and all these inner critics and limiting beliefs from the outside are going to flood in because you're inviting them.
When we posted on a Circle of Women Facebook page, we asked women, you know, tell us about your inner critic. And one woman said she's a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Now, is people pleasing born from an inner critic?
Definitely. Because deep down, a people pleaser is trying to get approval from other people because they have that inner belief that they're not good enough and that they have to go above and beyond to people please in order to get the approval. And it's kind of like trying to fill a hole that is not fillable. For my process, when I work with people, I help them to recognize and notice and create more and more awareness of their inner critic, just like you did in the car. Mm-hmm. And you decided, you know what? I know it's coming. I'm going to be on the lookout and it's not going to take me down.
Right.
So I help people build that muscle. Then at the same time, I help them plug into who they really are, their inner guidance, their true essence. They connect with their soul. They connect with their heart's desires. And from there, they have access to their inner guidance, which is the complete opposite of their inner critic. And that's where they are guided to every step along the way to the life that would surprise and delight them.
And we have that inside of us, everybody.
Everybody. It's, you have access to it at all times. It's there. So by strengthening this connection to their own true essence, we're going to really amplify and turn up the volume of the inner guidance, because right now the inner critic is much louder than the inner guidance.
So he's driving the car.
He is driving the car of most people's lives. So what we want to do is turn that down, even change the station to the inner guidance. And when we plug in and do the activities that feed our spirit, we create space for that inner guidance to come. And it's very subtle and it's very loving, and it will just say the very next step. And so when we pay attention and we follow the very next step, that's when we switch the driver to the inner guidance driving the car.
So we all know what the inner critic feels like, because when you hear it, you immediately feel like, wah, 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 you know, I'm a loser. Inner guidance is subtler than that. And what does that feel like?
So that feels completely energizing. It's when you go on vacation and you're just seeing beauty everywhere and everybody, because you're outside of your day-to-day and you just have this whole other perspective of your life. You have a bigger picture. You're connected to your heart and you're in a different vibration. Absolutely.
So the inner guidance feels loving?
It feels loving. It feels excited. It feels fulfilled. It's the part of you that's inspired. So let's take an artistic project, for instance. You can have the inner critic bug you for years and keep you from this project because it's saying you're not good enough and it compares you to others. But then when you take the baby steps of plugging in and creating space for that inner guidance and then following the guidance to start the creativity, to just start in baby steps, then you tap into this amazing, inspired, loving, excited, enthusiastic part of you that is, for most people, it's a bit dormant.
But once you wake it up and connect with it, then that's driving your car of life.
Right. And it's step by step. It's a process. So once you create space for that, and once you notice the huge, wonderful benefits, it's like when someone all of a sudden starts going to the gym instead of indulging in TV and snacks and everything. And they just feel this huge excitement and motivation and positive feelings. And actually, the exercise of gratitude, the gratitude exercise really helps get you into that energy. Right. Waking up in the morning and thinking of just three things that you're grateful for can really switch the energy from the inner critic to the bigger picture.
So make a list of the things you love to do that bring you joy. Do those things. You'll distance yourself from the critic and make space for the inner guidance.
You do the activities that feed your spirit, and you also unplug from the ones that drain you. So too much time on the computer, things like that. So you're really shifting to things that feed you away from things that drain you.
It's like a whole new energetic lifestyle.
It is. It really is. And each step along the way, you prove to yourself that this is the way you'd rather live.
This is the way you would rather live. So the process is, do more of what you love, the cooking, the hiking, riding your bike. Do less of what drains you. You know, Those people, those meetings, those extra duties somebody else can really do, you can let go of some of that. And when you do those two things, well, your whole life will change. But you will find that you'll be more in touch with your inner guidance, that quiet, still voice that can lead you along your path and that will always tell you the next natural step. Yet that inner critic may still pop up. And when it does, just listen. Don't push it. Don't fight it. Just calmly listen. And that boogeyman will quickly run out of things to say. Stay close. Your thought for the day is next.
The Rotary Club of Peekskill will host its 47th annual horse show and country fair on September 23rd and 24th at the Blue Mountain Reservation in Peekskill. There is no charge for parking or admission, and the show will go on, rain or shine. Competitions will run from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturday for our Western riders and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday for English. We have pony and hay rides, a country fair and craft market, and bouncy and slide rides for the children, along with a country kitchen where you can purchase baked goods, pumpkins, apples, and mums. You haven't lived until you stop by our food tent for our famous sausage and peppers, or our burgers, hot dogs, or fries. We hope to see you on September 23rd and 24th. You won't be disappointed.
When Stacy Mason Sotilli, a 37-year-old mother of two, was 11 months old, she was diagnosed with sickle cell anemia. For Stacy, the disease has caused gallbladder disease, pulmonary hypertension, and temporary blindness.
I've been in and out of the hospital, usually hospitalized 3 to 4 times a year. Each time I go into the hospital, I'm in a painful crisis. I have pain all over my body. And one of the things that help with that pain is the blood transfusions. I need the blood provided from the New York Blood Center. And without it, I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't be able to share my life with my children.
Stacy owes her life to the generosity of those who donate blood. Please think about Stacy and all the others you can help by donating blood. Give blood. People can't live without it. A message from New York Blood Center helping to save lives in the greater New York area, including New York City, the Hudson Valley, Long Island, and New Jersey. Visit nybloodcenter.org or call us at 1-800-933-BLOOD.
A bullseye rash can be the first sign of Lyme disease, but not everyone will develop the rash. If you've been in areas where Lyme disease is common and develop fever, fatigue, facial paralysis, or joint and muscle pain, seek medical care. Reduce your chances of getting Lyme disease by wearing insect repellent, showering soon after coming indoors, and checking for ticks daily. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/Lyme. A message from CDC.
Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in to Shine On. Walk with me. The 5K Miles for Meals is in Pleasantville September 9th. On the 10th, come to Cold Spring for our retreat day with Mary Ellen O'Brien and me. Then I'm back to the Organic Teaching Kitchen September 17th for the Chakra Lunch. Very casual and fun. Bring your girlfriends. October 10th, the Natural Awakenings Party after the Support Connection Walk, both in Yorktown. I hope to catch up with you soon. Okay, your thought for the day is from Alan Cohen, and it's a favorite of mine. The deeper you love yourself, the more the universe will affirm your worth. Then you can enjoy a lifelong love affair that brings you the richest fulfillment from inside out. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kacey.co. That's kacey.co. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning, right here on 100.7 WHUD.